Next patient is Shane Reinhardt. So consultation request by Dr. Sambono. Reason for consultation: atrial fibrillation, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is a five-year-old male with a history of palpitation. Period. Patient underwent a Holter Mount study that showed paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Period. Patient has episodes of syncope and near syncope few times in the past, and the patient's heart rate was very fast. After that time period, this is secondary to atrial fibrillation. Period, patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Period, current medication Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily, atorvastatin 80 mg daily, aspirin, liver thyroxine 137 microgram daily, lisinopril 5 mg daily, omeprazole 20 mg daily. Period. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denigration, weight gain, weight loss, nutrition, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspirin history, permanent no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis. Neurological now history associated with TIA. On examination, blood pressure 110/77, pulse is 90/100, respiration 16, weight is 180 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral heart is regular rate and rhythm. 1/6 systolic murmur, head of the sternum border, there is no gallop or abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound estimate, no edema. Click impression number 1, atrial fibrillation number 2. Hypertension recommendation, patient's paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and described symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding medical therapy versus ablation for atrial fibrillation. Patient like to undergo ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure scan and benefit, discuss with the patient, possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart. Period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70-80% and sometime need more than one procedure. Period. Please indicate copy to Dr. Sambono. Consultation date is 7/14/22.